Bíomh cóirte ismise Joe Bollard. Tá fáilte roiid go dtí ar chlár Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I want to welcome you to our program Sounds Irish, a program of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A program I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Díomh cóirte tá fáilte roimh go dtí ar chlár Sounds Irish. Hello friends and welcome to another edition of the programme Sounds Irish. I'm Joe Bollard and I hope you can stay with me and enjoy some of the tracks that we've got on this week's programme. I want to start, as usual, by telling you that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But you can contact me at any time by email, first of all, joebollard2@aircom.net, joebollard, and then a figure 2, at aircom. Be careful how you spell it, eircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Also, there's Facebook, and I'm quite excited this week because more and more people are joining me on Facebook as a result of Sounds Irish. Some of them are actually asking for requests on the programme. We'll be dealing with that as we get through the programme this week. Thank you for all your emails and requests on Facebook. And then my latest toy, as I say every week, Twitter. You can tweet Joe Blogs in Bray, JoeBloggsInBray, and become one of my followers. Oh, I'm picking up followers all the way along the line now these times, and we're having a great bit of fun on Twitter. So there you have it. That's how you can contact me with regard to our programme Sounds Irish. And believe you me, it's spreading far and wide, the Sounds Irish gospel. Okay, Joe, enough prattle. We'll get to emails and requests during the course of the programme. Here, a lively start from the Richard Kelly Cayley Band and some foot-tapping reels. Thank you. I defy you to tap your feet to that. That was Richard Kelly, Kaylee Band, which for some reason or other I find difficult to say. Now we're going to slow it down because we're going to get that group Blackthorn. I played a version of this track a couple of weeks ago, and I think it sums everything up. We've spoken on the programme about our friends in Boston and LA and in Canada and Australia, but here I think Blackthorn sum it all up when they say, when New York was Irish. You see, everybody at one time was Irish in New York. In fact, it was once known as the Irish capital of America. It's changed a little bit since then. But here, enough. Blackthorn and When New York Was Irish.
I will sing you a song of days long ago, when people from Galway and County Mayo, from all over Ireland, came over to stay, to take up a new life in America. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in the new world, through good times and bad. The parties and the weddings, the Kayleys and wakes, when New York was Irish, full of joy and heartache. They worked on the subways, they ran the saloons, they built all the bridges, and they played all the tunes. They put out the fires and controlled City Hall. They started with nothing and wound up with it all. When New York was Irish, full of joy and heartache. You could travel from Kingsbridge to Queens or Midtown, from High Ridge to Bay Ridge, from uptown to down. From the east side to the seaside, the sweet summer scenes, they made New York City their island of dreams. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in the new world, through good times and bad. The parties and the weddings, the Kayleys, when New York was Irish, full of joy and heartache. Now I look at the photos, all riddled with time, of the people I cherish when that city was mine. Oh, how I loved all those radiant smiles, I long for the day when we danced in the aisle. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in the new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and the weddings, the Kayleys and the wakes, and New York was Irish, full of joys and
When New York was Irish, from Blackthorn there, and some nice piano work on that, a bit unusual for a group or a folk group or a ballad group, call it what you will, but some nice piano accompaniment, When New York Was Irish. Was it on last week's programme? I played the Green Glens of Antrim. I think it was Ruby Murray, or I can't remember now, to be honest with you, but we're still in County Antrim because this is country and Irish, and friends, country and Irish is becoming very, very popular here in Ireland in today's world. Maybe not so much in Dublin, but certainly outside, in the rural areas of Ireland, both north and south, many country and Irish stars are coming to the fore. TJ Stewart now is telling us all about County Antrim.
Suitcase with my guitar in my hand, I'm gonna cross that big blue sea, he'll end up in a foreign land. Now sweetheart, don't you worry, I'll come back to you someday, to that good old County Antrim where I spent my childhood days. Should I see you crying, there's a teardrop from your eye, and I tried to comfort her, say I'd like you to cry. Please, darling, I must be going as I wave goodbye. She said, please don't you worry, and I promise I won't cry. I arrived in Texas 2 years from today. I'm still missing my baby ever since I went away. But I'm getting out of Texas, cause I've been here far too long, and I'm going back to County Antrim, and never more will roam. So I'm gonna pack my suitcase with my guitar in my hand. I'm gonna cross that big blue sea, he'll end up in a foreign land. Now, sweetheart, don't you worry, I'll come back to you someday, to that good old County Antrim where I spent my childhood days. I'm working on a cattle ranch, but I'm not happy here. My heart, it lies in Ireland, where my baby spent her years. So I'm getting out of Texas, cause I've been here for too long. I'm going back to County Antrim, I never more will roam. I'm gonna pack my suitcase with my guitar in my hand. I'm gonna cross that big blue sea, he'll end up in a foreign land. Now, sweetheart, don't you worry, I'll come back to you someday, to that good old County Antrim where I spent my childhood days. To that good old County Antrim where I spent my childhood days.
Straight out of Grand Old Opry Irish style there, TJ Stewart, and going back to County Antrim. Whenever I play this next artist singing, I hold up my hand and say, to me, this is the best voice that has come out of Ireland for many, many a year. I'm talking about Ronan Tynan, and unfortunately I don't have a lot of Ronan's material. Well, I only have one album, to be honest with you, and there's very little Irish material I can find. But nevertheless, Ronan Tynan has a beautiful voice. This is a beautiful song. I've played it before, and I have no qualms about playing it again. It's entitled Sail Away.
On the water, hoping the tide will take us where we want to go. But life has subtle changes. Just when you want, the wind is when it doesn't blow. Land fades from sight. From now on, we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. Mind on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Tomorrow will be different, taking a new direction from another star. And looking back is pointless. What's in the past just leads the way to. Land fades from sight. From now on, we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. The center of your soul, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away. Steering by the stars, we find ourselves in places unanticipated, absolutely strange. Always on the move, wondering if we'd waited, would we still be happy, or is happiness in change? Is faith a lonely sailor, or are we meant to meet someone to help us through? And if we meet somebody, are we supposed to be the captain or the crew? Land fades from sight. From now on, we are steering by the stars. Learning to read them is what our journey here is all about. Sail away. In the firmament of time, on a sea that rolls forever, sail away, sail away, sail away. Well,
friends, there's only one word that sums that up for me, and that's exquisite. Beautiful arrangement, tremendous singing, and of course that wonderful falsetto note at the top. Well done, Ronan Tynan. It's just occurred to me also that we haven't had a female woman on the programme today. We're going to ask Margot, that's Daniel O'Donnell's sister, to put that to rights for us now, because she's going to sing a song entitled West of the Old River Shannon. Oh, if you go west of the River Shannon, well, for a lot of the time, you're in Connacht, which is the province on the west coast, right down of Ireland. Here, I'll tell you what to do. Enough prattle from Joe Ballard. Let Margot tell you about it.
If you wander down beyond old Sligo town and travel the county to Galway around, you'll never see anyone wearing the crown. West of the old River Shannon, the people of Cork are friendly and free. From Castlebar to Roscommon, a place to be happy as happy can be. West of the old River Shannon, thoughts all together now sing with me. The glory and fame of the West Country, and it's all together again may we be. West of the old River Shannon, the province of Connacht, well known for fame. Way back in history it won a great name, when Maeve and her soldiers and victor became. West of the old River Shannon, if you come from China or far off Peru, from Derry Town, River Shannon. Sleeve Valley haunts a fine afternoon. Travel down the ocean, back by pontoon by the light of the moon. West of the old River Shannon, thoughts all together now sing with me. The glory and fame of the West Country, and it's all
fading away into the western sunset there. Margot O'Donnell and West of the Old River Shannon. OK, we come to the first of our Facebook requests. I got this at the beginning of last week, but I put it over onto this week's programme. Our programme Sounds Irish, as well as being picked up in various countries around the world, i.e. The US, Canada, Australia, Venezuela, Portugal, it's also being picked up, believe it or not, by people here at home in Ireland. And they're downloading the programme or listening to it live on the various radio stations. But this is a Facebook request I got from Teresa, who lives in Dublin. She said, Joe, I wonder if you could play for me and for my boyfriend that wonderful recording you played a couple of months ago, I think, of Bing Crosby telling us the sad story of Eileen. I haven't heard that song in years, Joe, well, until I heard it on Sounds Irish. Teresa, thanks also for the nice things that you say about the programme. Yes, this is a song that has happy memories for me as well, because I used to sing it, well, with the Jack Ruan band when I was in Ballina from about... Anyway, you don't want to know about that. Just to say that I used to sing this with the Jack Ruan band, and it always went down very well wherever we played and sang it. This tells the story of the young lady who was madly in love with the fisherman, and he'd go away out to sea for fishing, and then one day he was killed in a storm. And, well, I'll tell you what, it is dated. It's one of those lovely old dated recordings, so do make allowances. But the sad little story of Eileen from Bing Crosby.
In a town on the sea by the castle Dunning, the fairest of all was the maiden Eileen. The bloom on her cheek was as fresh as the dew, and her heart to a young fisher laddie was true. At morn he would sail with the sun and the tide, at eve would return to his promised young bride. And there on the shore she could hear it so plain, his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, wait for me, wait, Eileen. They were to be wed on a Sunday in May, and faith 'twas a joy to see Eileen so gay. The morning before he set sail with the tide, but he never returned to his promised young bride. No, no, nevermore was her heart light and warm. Her lover, he died, yes, he died in a storm. But down by the shore she could still hear so plain his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen. They say that her heart, it was broken in two, the lovely Eileen, ah, so young and so true. And down by the shore, they who loved her the best, by the rock where she waited, they laid her to rest. Oh, many the years that have passed since that day, but maidens who wait for their lovers there say that still on the shore they can hear it so plain, his ghost in the wind singing soft this refrain: Eileen, my Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen.
Bing Crosby and the sad narrative of Eileen. and Teresa and the boyfriend. I hope you enjoyed that one. In the early stages of Sounds Irish, way back in the day, I used to feature this next group quite a lot, the Irish Rovers. So they're going to liven things up here a bit, and they're going to say, let him go, let him tarry.
Summer's come at last. Well, nothing have I gained, but my true love I have lost. I'll sing and I'll be happy like the birds up in the trees. For since he deceived me, I care no more for he. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. Well, he doesn't care for me, nor I don't care for him. He can go and find another, and I hope she brings him joy. For I'm going to marry a far nicer boy. Well, he wrote to me a letter saying he was doing bad. I sent him back an answer saying I was awful glad. He wrote to me another asking could we court again. And I replied, not even if you were the king of Spain. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. Well, he doesn't care for me, nor I don't care for him. He can go and find another, and I hope she brings him joy. For I'm going to marry a far nicer boy. Some friends of his were very kind and was the best for me, while other friends were hoping that an old maid I would be. But soon they'll see my new love, who does me so adore. They'll know that he's far better than the one I had before. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. Well, he doesn't care for me, nor I don't care for him. He can go and find another, and I hope she brings him joy. For I'm going to marry a far nicer boy. His mother now and set her mind at ease. That owl and crumpet witch, sure she's very hard to please. It's slighting me and talking ill is what she's always done. Because that I was courting her great big ugly son. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. Well, he doesn't care for me, nor I don't care for him. He can go and find another, and I hope she brings him joy. For I'm going to marry a far nicer boy. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. Well, he doesn't care for me, nor I don't care for him. He can go and find another, and I hope she brings him joy. For I'm going to marry a far nicer boy.
I love that rich Northern Ireland accent on that one. The Irish Rovers, who, if my memory serves me correctly, and it doesn't always, very popular in Canada. And we're staying in Canada for this next track. This is a song called Song for the Myra, which is in Canada. Well, it's self-explanatory if you listen to it. But they have a lovely Irish way, Celtic Thunder. They have a lovely Irish way of putting a song across, and they're singing the praises of the Myra. This was a big hit for Brendan Grace here in Ireland, oh, a good few years ago, and of course there's the worldwide hit of Anne Murray. But here, Celtic Thunder and Song for the Myra.
Out on the Myra on warm afternoons, old men go fishing with black line and spoons.
And if they catch nothing, they'll never complain. I wish I was with them again.
As boys in the boats call to girls on the shore, tease on the ones that they dearly adore.
And into the evening, the courting begins. I wish I was with them again.
Can you imagine a piece of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Ridge and the place.
dance round the flames, singing songs with their friends. I wish I was with them again.
And over the ashes, the stories are told of witches and werewolves and Oak Island gold.
Stars on the river, they sparkle and spin. I wish I was with them again.
Can you imagine the peace of the universe, more fit for princes and kings? I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings.
Out on the Myra, the people are kind. They'll treat you to homebrew and help you unwind.
And if you come broken, we'll see that you mend. I wish I was with them again.
Now I'll conclude with a wish you go well.
Sweet be your dreams and your happiness well.
I'll leave you here for my journey begins.
I'm going to be with them again. I'm going to be with them again.
Now that was beautiful. Celtic Thunder and their interpretation of the Song of the Myra. And we'll be hearing more of Celtic Thunder on Sounds Irish. Friends, I live in County Wicklow. County Wicklow, as I may have told you before, is known as the Garden of Ireland. It has everything beautiful. It has beautiful beaches, and wonderful forests, mountains, rivers and streams. In one part of County Wicklow, in the town of Avoca, well, to be honest, it's a village of Avoca, two rivers meet, and it's such a beautiful spot that it's become worldwide known as the Meeting of the Waters. And of course, Thomas More wrote a beautiful poem about the area. There is not in this wide world a valley so sweet as that vale in whose bosom the bright waters meet. Oh, the last rays of feeling ere life must depart, where the bloom of that valley reigns still in my heart. That's a beautiful song. I played it, I may have been on the very first Sounds Irish, centuries ago, Joe. But here, this is an orchestration of that song, and it's played by the Celtic Orchestra. Now, I have to once again hold my hand up and say, I don't know much about this Celtic Orchestra, but I'm anxious to find out. Listen to their interpretation of the Meeting of the Waters.